Hello, everyone. Welcome to Keeping It Together. This is the first episode of our new podcast. You are here with Claudia, Natasha, and Anna. We are cousins, all living kind of in different countries. So we wanted to start this podcast because we are all very close, but have like absolute opposite opinions on so many topics. And we found it really interesting to be able to share that with you guys. And also, you know, literally big sister advice vibes, but with three sisters. So because this is our first episode and I feel like you guys don't know a lot about all of us, we're gonna do like a little intro and just gonna have more of like a chill little conversational podcast. So I'm gonna start with the introduction. So my name is Anna. I am 20 years old. I'm currently living in Barcelona, but I was born in Latvia, and I am currently a full-time YouTuber, which is why I am starting this podcast, because this is my one and only job. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so yes, we're doing this podcast with my sister Natasha and my cousin Claudia. So Claudia, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, my name is Claudia. I'm 22 years old and I'm from Spain, from a little island called Gran Canaria. And I'm studying in the university in Barcelona. So this is my fifth year living in Barcelona. And now I have a follower with me, my cousin.
Literally, I'm a sheep. I like literally follow anyone whenever they move to a different country. I just follow them. But yeah, anyway, Natasha, your turn.
Hi, yeah, so I'm Natasha. Anna and I are sisters. So we both were born in Latvia and then lived in the US and in Ireland growing up. And then after high school, I moved to London, which is where Anna followed me to, basically, before she followed Claudia to Barcelona. So I studied here, and now I'm 23 and working in marketing operations for a tech company. That's a little bit about me.
Actually, I'm curious, because we have lived in so many places, what would you say, like, is your favorite one based on all of them? Because we got like UK, US, Ireland, all of them.
For now, I absolutely love living in London. Like, I love the city so much. But lately, I've kind of been missing California a little bit. Like, I don't think I could ever live in the US.
Really?
But I really did like living in California. And I saw this, I keep seeing TikToks of Kendrick's concerts. One of them was in Anaheim, which is where we lived when we were in California. And the crowd was so, like, it was, I don't know what they were doing. I think they were doing, like, backflips and stuff before Kendrick came on. And I was like, the vibes are so nice.
That's so, for the London thing, that's, like, the one thing I could never relate to you about. Like, me and London was not a love story. Like, I did not like living there. And literally, before I moved to Barcelona, I was like, I need to get out of there as soon as possible. So, for me, if I had to say my favorite place to live, like, I'm gonna sound cheesy, but it's exactly where I live right now. Like, I could literally stay here for the rest of my life. And the second place would be Gran Canaria, because I don't know, it's just like you said earlier, the vibes in Spain are just, they're it for me. And England, not for me.
I'm not gonna lie, definitely Gran Canaria is also up there for me on like the top places to live. I just love it so much. And I don't know if it's just because we have family there, and like going to see family just feels so nice. But yeah, Claudia's house in the mountains is just the most amazing place ever. Like,
yeah, I would literally live there for the rest of my life if I could. Like, I swear to God. But Claudia, what about you? Between Barcelona and Gran Canaria, if you had to choose one place for the rest of your life, where would you stay?
Bro, I don't know. I would think I would choose Barcelona.
Woo!
Because I don't, like, I agree with you guys. Like, the house and the mountains, like, but I don't know. Like, I'm a city girl, and I love a city, and I love like walking the street, because yeah, like having a house in the countryside is nice, but at the same time, like, you cannot do that much. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good when you have a family, maybe when you're like old and you have kids or grandkids and like animals and stuff, but like when you're like young and like you want to like conquer the world and do a lot of stuff and work, I think it's better. For me, a city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, love Barcelona. And I've been to Madrid, for example, because I was trying to see, like, which city in Spain I wanted to, like, live. But 100%, like, Barcelona for me, it's, like, it's just the vibes here. Like, you've seen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the vibes here, like, sometimes it's chaotic and, like, crazy. But I love it.
It has a beach, which is a big plus.
Yeah.
But actually, another thing I want to ask, is, you know, that very popular debate of like, would you live in an apartment or a house? And like, people always, it's like a big debate, like they don't know if they would, like, if you had to choose for the rest of your life, you're gonna live in one. Do you guys have an answer for that? Because for me personally, apartment always. Like, of course I would like to have a garden, but I would rather have a terrace. Like, I could live in an apartment for the rest of my life.
Well, it of course depends, like, the size of the apartment. Like, if it's like a, like, even two floors, like, big, like, terrace and stuff, of course, maybe I will think of an apartment, but, like, also a house. I don't know. I think in the future, my goal is to have an apartment and a house. Mm. Like, countryside house, like, you know, summer vacation.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
What about you, Natasha?
For me, I know this is going to sound really, really weird, but if it's, like, a small place or, like, just kind of on the small side, then I prefer an apartment. But if it's a huge one, then I would prefer a huge house. So it's like either a small to medium sized apartment or a huge house. Because I don't know why, but I just, I've never seen like a regular sized house where I was like, wow, I really, really love this. And that's just, I feel like that's so random and so weird. But yeah, that's just how I feel about it. Like either I'm living in an apartment or a huge, huge house.
But then, okay, so say you did get like a huge house, then where? London still? Like in your dream life, you want to live in a city where it rains 200 days a year? Okay, it doesn't rain 200 days a year, but it's a cloudy like 300 days a year.
No, but that's the thing. I feel like, okay, yes, it's raining a lot, but if you get out of the house enough and you're still like living your life regardless of the weather, then you still get to enjoy the perks of living in London, if that makes sense. Like it's only if you're always staying in and like not actually going out to see different places that it becomes very sad and depressing. But I feel like, because sometimes I'll go for a walk and yeah, the weather is gloomy and maybe it's gonna start raining in like 5 minutes, but the atmosphere is still so nice. Like you really get to see those like fall or autumn like and winter vibes.
No, but I don't know, for me, like my mood depends way too much on the sun. I don't know. Are you like that? I don't know.
No, I love the rain though. Like, I don't know, being inside your house with the rain, like, it's so cozy.
But like once in a while, you know? But yeah. Imagine like 200 days a year.
Like, I never lived in that scenario, so I really don't know. Like, I can be like, people who complain, like, for example, you. I'm like, girl, you know, get your stuff together. I think, you know, like, you no, can but- live with that. But at the same time, I haven't never experienced that, so I really don't know. Like, I always, all my life, I've been living, like, Gran Canaria, sunny day. And even Barcelona, when you have rain, it goes crazy. But, like, you have a lot of sunny days, also in winter. So, I really don't know. Like, I never live in a city like that.
She doesn't know the pain.
Yeah.
It's
I've never seen the pain.
Like, for example, I feel like in Ireland, Natasha, tell me what you think, because I don't know if you would agree. I feel like in Ireland, it was more depressing, though. Like, in London, it's, like, it can be gloomy. But there's, like, not that much wind. In Ireland, it's, like, gloomy, and you're getting killed by the wind. Like, the wind is always so intense in comparison. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I think definitely in Ireland, the weather is a bit worse than it is in London. So, like, it does rain more. It is kind of gray more outside. But then also, you don't have that element of, like, living in a huge city. Obviously, if you're living in England, you might be living in a small town. But I'm specifically talking about living in London. Like, even living in London versus Dublin, we didn't live in Dublin, but even if you were living in Dublin, it's such a small city. Like, I can't even call it a city. I feel like it's a town because in comparison to London, it's so tiny that, yeah, I just feel like there's not as many things to do. Another thing is that I feel like whether you need the weather to be good or not also depends on the type of person that you are, because if you are someone that always needs to be, like, not needs to be, but wants to be going out and doing, like, new things every single day, then yeah, obviously having better weather is going to be much better. But for me, I like doing that. I like being spontaneous and just doing random stuff during the summertime and springtime, which is when the weather in London is great. But then during the kind of winter months, I prefer to kind of get into routine and just like focus on work and focus on improving myself, and I don't need sunny weather for that. If anything, it kind of helps me to stay on track and like stay focused, I guess.
For me, it's like when I was a student, the Ireland weather helped me, because it was a thing that you said, like, you have no reason to go out, like you can't even go out, it's too cold, and it was like, you know, like study, cozy study vibes. But like with any other habits, like for example, like working out, waking up early, when it's gloomy, like I think I'm just a person who's very, very, I don't know, how can I say it? Like sensitive to seasonal depression. Like if I see that there's no sun for 5 days in a row, that's it. Like I don't want to do anything. So I feel like for me, like moving to another country was like coming, like it was gonna happen. It was about to happen at some point.
Yeah.
I also feel like because you live in a place with that weather, that's why I was like, even my mom thought about it. Like that's why you also like start YouTube. You know, like you had that much time inside a house that you can like do that type of stuff. Like in Spain, because we have good weather. Like that's why also like in USA or in UK, like people do more YouTube and stuff, because in Spain, as you can see when you go out, like now in Barcelona, like a lot of people are out, like they're doing stuff, they're doing like playing football, like, you know, in playgrounds and stuff. Like people spend their time outside because it's good weather. When you are inside the house all the time, you start coming up with ideas and stuff to do because you're like inside the house. Like what are you gonna do?
I mean, low-key, people still go out a lot. They just go out in huge coats. Yeah. It's just that me being not very social, I stayed in. But, yeah. Actually, it's ironic that you're saying that people start YouTube when they have nothing to do, when you're about to start YouTube and you're at the most active part in your life. But I feel like that's a good thing because you're going to be able to, like, keep track of all your memories and, you know, share the study vibes with the world. Like, I swear, people love study vlogs. And as a fifth year medicine student, I don't know how you didn't do it earlier, honestly.
I don't know. Also, because it takes a lot of time and I'm already, like...
Yeah, of course.
A lot of my time is, like, in a hospital, like, studying. But, you know, guys, I would do it.
Look out.
Look
you
out.
You need to keep...
And also, I have, like, a lot of, like... In the first year, if I would study doing vlogs, I would be kind of bad at it because maybe people will ask me advice and I don't even know. Like, my first year was chaotic. Like, I felt a lot of stuff. But then, because I'm, like, 5 years has passed, I've learned a lot of, like, techniques, tips that help me a lot. And I'm really good at it. So, mm-hmm. Also, I think I'm in a good time to start because I can actually give advice and it will be, you know, mm-hmm. beneficial to people.
Starting a YouTube channel in general is so hard when it comes to, like, the social aspect of it, because a lot of people are very, very scared. And I feel like with us like starting this podcast now, and Claudia also started, she has a new Instagram account where she's posting a lot of reels. And I feel like now it's like, once you started doing that, it's like, it's not as scary anymore. It's like, you've gotten over that initial small fear. I don't know if Natasha's ever planning to do anything in the future, but I mean, I would always
support her.
Yeah, I would always encourage that. I don't know. Natasha, do you think ever in life you would potentially do something?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to tell you something which is really, really funny. And I only did this out of boredom, but you're going to ask to see this.
Oh, no. I'm scared. Yeah, I already wanted to. What is this?
No. Sorry. It's nothing. It's like from ages ago. I know. It was only like... So basically during the pandemic, because obviously I was studying a lot and I was just bored a lot of the time. And I was basically trying to get myself to try out a lot of different things just to see if I actually liked something, just to make sure that when I was saying, like, I don't want to do YouTube, it's not just because, but it's because I actually don't really want to do it. And I made a video, like, I made a small video. And I don't think I didn't find that I enjoyed the process that much. So I don't think I would do it. Like, it's not a goal of mine, you know? Like, I tried it, I gave it a go. And maybe, like, once... short small video was not enough to like decide if I liked it or not, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't feel like it's a goal of mine. Maybe one of the other platforms, but for now YouTube is still not something that I'm like, wow, I want to do this, you know?
If you could see me and Claudia's face while you were talking, we were like, what? What? You never told us about this. What did you film?
I literally, it was just one video and it was like a day, like a study day type thing. I think it's because at that time I was watching so, so many study videos, so many. And I was like, I'm doing the same thing every single day that I'm watching other people do. Like, why can I not do the same thing? But yeah, as I said, when I tried it, I didn't find that I was like, it was fine, but I didn't feel like I was doing it because I enjoyed it.
But if I were you, I still wouldn't cross it off completely, because personally, I did YouTube for like a good 3 years until I liked it, like a lot. Like in the beginning, I liked doing it. I liked editing, But I was just like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm just doing basic videos, like, TMI tag, like, watch me do my makeup. And, like, I wasn't doing good makeup. So it's like, just because you filmed one study video and, like, didn't love the process doesn't mean that you wouldn't enjoy it. Maybe you just didn't find your thing. Like, for example, I remember you used to be obsessed with, what are they called? Like, mystery, solving mysteries and murders and all of that. Like, you were obsessed with listening to that. Like, I feel like you would be a good, like, story time person. I don't know what any of those terms are, but you get what I mean.
Oh, you mean, like, true crime?
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, no, I did listen to, like, those types of podcasts a lot before, but it's definitely not something that I'd want to make content out of. But I know what you mean. I'm not saying, like, I will never do anything again. And the video that I did film, it was, like, a study-type video. So maybe, like, a different type of content would be more up my lane. But once again, I just feel like more interested in other platforms for some reason. And I know everyone always says, and I think it is true that YouTube is where kind of you just build better audiences and you can actually like make a living out of making content. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just so unsure about it that I'm like, yeah, I'm as if I'm waiting for some sign from the universe. And
this is a sign.
This is your sign, sweetie. No, because me and Claudia always talk about it. We're like, we can see us in like 5 years all being in the Maldives editing our videos,
podcast episode, yeah, 60.
Like having our own businesses, like everything. We're like, it's gonna happen. We're gonna be like the Lenkovska Empire. Oh my god, that sounds so cringy, but you know.
In the Forbes cover magazine.
Okay, let's not go that far. I don't know if we're gonna get on Forbes.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Wait, I need some clues. Also, you saying like you start doing, you start doing videos, what age? Like 13?
Yeah, I was 13.
Like at that age also, you don't have the same, okay, no. You have a mindset where you don't, I mean, I was going to say you don't care, but I think you actually care, no, when you're 13.
I don't get what you mean.
Like, you don't care, you post it, like, you don't care about what people think, you know?
No, oh my god, at 13.
That's insane.
That's when children are mean.
Yeah,
teenagers are mean at this age. That's why, like, anyone who wants to start, like, a YouTube channel now and they're, like, older and or, like, they're in their 20s.
I'm older? Like, huh? I'm 22.
No, but I'm saying, like, in their 20s, like, older than 13.
Yeah.
I'm like, go for it, because now if someone is being rude to you, they're just not a person you should be hanging around with.
Yeah.
Whereas at the age of like 12, 13, 14, like a lot of kids are just being kids, you know?
Like I have to say, like my biggest fear when doing this kind of stuff is people.
Mm.
It's just, I don't, like, if you ask me about someone's, what they think about me, I will probably say I don't care, which I don't care. But at the same time, like, just people even, I don't know, like, making fun of me to other people, and they're like, it makes such a big fuss. But later, maybe I'm like, I'm a Leo, and I think everybody's thinking about me, but no one even actually cares about me. Like, I don't know, I have that fear, but at the same time, like, as you say, like, who cares? I'm 22, I'm an adult, like, everything I do now is gonna, like, have influence in the future, and, like, people are gonna say something for, like, 5 minutes, but that's it, like, my life is my life. I cannot, like, also stop doing what I want because of other people think, you know? But that's a fear that I have. But I'm slowly trying to, like, get over that. That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone who wants to do something, just, like, don't listen to
me. Just do it.
Do it. Just do
the
it.
The Nike,
just,
like, logo. Nike, just do it.
Just do it.
Oh, my God. You say Nike? I can't.
No, I say Nike. you because you told me it's Nike.
No, I say Nike.
Oh, okay. Nothing.
I was gonna say, is it not kind of crazy that our brains literally created something that is not there? Like, imagine we're scared of what another person, like, of a thought that will pass through another person's brain. Like, that literally doesn't, like, I don't know if that makes any sense what I'm saying, but it's like, we're scared of something that does not actually exist in our life, you know? Like, fears, like, the only fears you should have are things that, like, can potentially kill you. So, like, I'm scared of jumping off a bridge. I'm scared of running in front of a train.
Yeah.
Those are the only fears, like, a person ideally should have. And we have fears of what another person's gonna think. Like, yeah. I'm saying everyone has it. I have it so much. Like, for me, like, one big goal is I still can't film in public. After my big 7 years on YouTube,
yeah.
I still can't walk on the street with a camera in front of my face. But every time I think about that, I'm like, that is crazy. I'm scared of something that doesn't exist. Like, what? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's very natural to feel this way. Like, I don't think it's necessarily trauma or anything. But, yeah, we just need to remind ourselves that nothing matters. Like, nothing in this world, as long as you're not hurting anyone or you're not hurting yourself, absolutely nothing matters.
Literally, it's a game. Sometimes that makes it easier for me. Like, if I'm stressing out about something, I just pretend I'm in The Sims. Like, imagine I did something embarrassing. You know how in The Sims, sorry, this is very specific to people who have played Sims in the past, but in Sims 4, if your Sim does anything embarrassing, they're gonna get the embarrassed moodlet. And basically what they can do is they can go cry in bed for like an hour and then they feel better. And anytime I feel stressed, I'm like, life is a game, it will pass, it's fine. This is just a temporary moodlet. It's gonna go away in a few hours and it's fine. Like, nothing is serious. Like, as long as you have food, you have like a place to sleep, and like, you know, you have like the people that are close to you, literally everything else is like an extra. It's a bonus.
No, yeah, I think the most important thing is like being able to remind ourselves this on a day-to-day basis, because I feel like we all have those moments where we realize like these types of things, and then we might be able to keep them in our mind for a day or two, but then it just kind of goes away and you forget and you get back into this routine of negative thoughts. And yeah, I don't know. I think, to be honest, I don't know what helps you guys, but for me, I really noticed lately, and I've never noticed this before, that listening to or watching content that is very, very positive or like leads me in the right direction, like, it actually helps so, so much. Because I used to spend so much time listening to true crime podcasts, and I didn't realize how much of an effect it was having on my thoughts and just like my mental health in general. But nowadays I'm trying to listen,
because it's so negative.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, you don't think of it as necessarily negative, or at least I didn't think of it that way. Of course it's negative as in like the story itself is, but I didn't think that it would make me think it would make me think more negatively in general. Because it's not like they're saying stuff like, oh, life is scary. Well, actually, yes, they are saying that life is scary, never mind. But
they're showing you real life examples.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, yeah, so definitely it's important to like always evaluate the type of content that you're watching, listening to, even the music, like the way that music affects our brains.
No, like huge. Like, the thing is with true crime, it's like it's just constantly pointing out all the things that can go wrong. And I feel like, first of all, for anyone that tends to get scared of any situation, that is, like, the worst thing for them to listen to. Okay, but when you say that you started watching, like, better content, what, do you have any examples or, like, any recommendations? Because, for example, I know that if we asked Mom the same question, she would be like, Joe Dispenza. Do you have anyone like that, or any YouTube channel, any podcast that you would recommend that you feel like is, like, a really positive influence on you?
That's so funny that you mentioned Joe Dispenza, because I was literally listening to someone else's podcast interviewing him like yesterday. Actually, I listened to like three different ones because I don't think he has his own podcast. So it's only when he goes on other podcasts to be interviewed. But yeah, I mean, it's not like there's anything specific, but just anything that helps me to get closer to the type of person that I want to be. So for example, even if I'm like wasting my time on TikTok, at least I try to waste my time with TikToks that are in some way related to the type of person that I aspire to be. So like videos of people styling clothes that I really like and I want to wear. And so I take inspiration from that, and I like am trying to apply that in my life and not just watching it without doing anything about it. Or if I see like a dance video and I'm like, wow, this is like, I you know, I want to be able to be like that, that's kind of a reminder for me to keep going to my dance classes, you know. So it's just anything that keeps you on the path to becoming the person that you want to be. Of course, mm-hmm. You still don't want to spend way too much time on those types, like even if it's those types of TikToks, it's still TikTok at the end of the day, or it's still like content that you're consuming and you're not creating in that moment. But yeah, just anything that gives you good inspiration. And true crime, they still make great quality content, but it does not have a way of inspiring me to become a better person, you know? Like, I'm not, if anything is making me a better, like, giving me advice on, like, things how to get away with murder. Yeah.
No, but the TikTok thing, I kind of do it subconsciously as well. Like, whenever I see a TikTok that's just, like, completely not, like, I don't know if this is, like, toxic productivity, but for me the same, like, I can't enjoy it. Like, almost every single TikTok I see that is not at all related to me, I will, like, go out of my way to press, like, not interested. Because there's a setting to do that. Guys, you can change your TikTok algorithm, and it actually catches on really, really quickly. Like, if you're, like, I don't want to see this type of video, it won't suggest that type of video.
Yeah, but mostly TikToks, for me, are kind of, like, not, like... affirmation type of TikToks, but like funny videos. Like, when I get on TikTok, just like, for me, if I'm sad, it makes me happy. Like, I'm like laughing sometimes. I'm still like pretty people, like dressing up, or like beautiful makeup, or like even couples, or even music. Sounds like I've seen a lot of stuff. For me, yeah, it's like everything's like positive. Like, if I see something, like, I also think like you cannot put weird or like scary stuff on TikTok because it will take it down. So for me, like, everything's positive and like funny. And
no, it's positive, but like, this is even what I mean. Like, you know, for example, there's a lot of TikTok sounds that you're like, oh, do you know this? And I'm like, no, because for me, funny TikToks don't come up. Like, once in a while, yeah, but most of the TikToks that come up for me are like, this is what I did in my life as a entrepreneur, this is what, yeah, blah blah blah. Like, the TikTok algorithm catches on to what you need. And for you, for example, you're like, no, but I want TikTok to be like my funny place. Yeah. Whereas for me, I go to like sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like TV shows that I have rewatched 20 times that I rewatch over and over again. That's like my happy time. So I guess like everyone has their own thing.
Yeah.
I think the main thing is just as long as you're actually taking good stuff away from it and applying it into your life. Because otherwise you can be seeing so much good content, even positive content. But if you're not, you know, trying to incorporate it into what you are doing with your life, then it's not having any actual positive impact. Maybe for just a couple of seconds while you're laughing at that funny TikTok. But yeah, because I'm definitely guilty. I used to be guilty of watching so many study videos and then not actually being productive with my own studies. So even though I was consuming kind of like positive content, I guess, in a sense, it was not having a positive impact on my life. So yeah, I think that's the main thing. You just have to be like conscious of it.
That can be a reminder for anyone, because I see so many people do this. They see TikToks and they save all of them. Like, they save like whatever is useful for them, and then people never go through their saved TikToks ever.
That's me.
Like, you don't you do that? Like, you save a lot.
I save a lot,
and then you don't go back.
I never see them. I will see them in 2 months when I want to laugh. I'm going to see them and I never see them.
Yeah. No, but even like, say, for example, you saw a useful TikTok. Like, this is what you should do in the gym. People save it and never look at it again. So why'd you save it?
You know, like, that literally, why'd you save Kanye West, like, the taking a photo. He's like, taking photos in class and then like not seeing.
That's me all the time, though. No, but that's the one thing in life that I'm really proud of. My TikTok saves are so organized. Everything is in its own folder. Like, I don't ever save a video without placing it in a folder, and I go through those folders every month. So whenever I find something useful on TikTok, I actually use that information. Like, if someone's giving advice on something, I write it down. If someone's saying don't do this in the gym, I like also write it down. Like, this is your reminder of the day. Go through your TikTok saved, because you might have so much like good information saved in there, or like funny videos, and you never look through it.
Exactly.
I have too many videos saved. That's definitely a problem. But I always, if I get an idea or an inspiration from TikTok or just any content, like, I write it down straight away. Because, yeah, I don't have time to be going through it at the end of the month. So I just kind of, like, transfer that to, like, Notion or something right away as soon as I see it.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, imagine you're just in bed and you're on TikTok and you see something. Like, my brain does not want to open Notion and write something down. Like, my brain is just like, I'm just gonna save this.
That's for me, TikTok is just like relaxing, getting out of this world. Like, for example, maybe Instagram Reels are more for me, like, I will take inspiration, I will write it down. But like, TikTok for me is like a
crazy chaotic space where you can like see other content and like laugh. For me, it's like TV. It's like a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every video has their topic, but it's like a show. Like you don't write it down when you when you see a show. Like wait.
Yeah, but because the show doesn't tell you anything useful most of the time.
Yeah, whereas my TikToks are useful.
No, that's what I mean. So I think for me, it's just backwards. Like Reels is like my fun place.
Oh, for me, they are. That's the feel like people who only use Reels are like psychopath.
Wow. No, but that's what I mean. Because look. No, actually, I have a good explanation for this. TikTok's algorithm is way too good. So if I get on the funny side of TikTok, I'm not coming off. I'm getting on and I'm never coming off.
Yes.
Whereas Reels, because the algorithm is a lot worse, if I'm on Reels just to like chill a little bit, I get bored pretty quickly on Reels.
Of course, so then, because they don't have the funny videos.
Yeah, but then it works in my favor.
Yeah.
Because for me, I don't relax with TikTok. For me, it's just a distraction.
I mean, it is a distraction because I've been in TikTok 5 hours straight. And of course, and then I'm like, what? It's 12 p.m. I have to sleep. Sometimes I'm like really tired and I want to sleep, and then like I'm in TikTok. I cannot get off of it. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so addictive.
But that's why I don't like the power.
I mean, that's true. But at the same time, like for example, I delete my app and then maybe I download it when I have like a day off or something, and then delete it again. Mm. So I don't have to enter every day, because if not, it's going to be like crazy.
I don't know how we got on the topic of this. I feel like this could literally be a podcast episode of its own. So maybe we should wrap it up for today, because it's like our little introduction episode. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let us know. I don't know how Spotify reviews work, if there's anything like that, but let us know. DM us on Instagram. Our links will be in the podcast description. Probably not Natasha's, because Natasha doesn't have social media, but me and Claudia, you can message us, you can tell us what you want to hear. And yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you, or you'll hear us next time. What?
You'll hear us next time. Bye.
Bye.